There was a sense of shock. There's also a sense of fear that we're slipping back to the bad old days. And the majority of people you speak to, especially people from their 30s up to pensioners, are concerned that there could be any slippage towards the troubles again. I don't think that's likely, but you can understand their feelings. Interestingly, on the estate where the shots were fired that killed the police officer, there was a contrasting views in terms of age group. The older people were opposed and appalled to what had happened to the policeman, but some of the teenagers on this Republican housing estate, a lot of graffiti in celebrating the exploits of the continuity IRA, a lot of younger people said they supported the organisation, which was quite surprising, and I suppose from the viewpoint of the political parties at Stormont, quite disturbing as well.
The Real IRA carried out the attack on Saturday at Massarine Barracks in Antrim when two soldiers were murdered, and then it was the Continuity IRA, as you said, that killed the policeman. What's the difference between these two groups?
The difference is their origins. The Continuity IRA is a much older organisation. It's formed in 1986 out of a split within Sinn Féin and the IRA over recognising the legitimacy of the Irish Parliament in Dublin. It regards itself as one of the most purest of all forms of republicans. They're very much republican fundamentalists, if you like. The Real IRA emerged much, much later in 1997, disgruntlement then over the terms of their ceasefire and where they were going as an organisation, that's i.e. the Provisionals. They sometimes operate in unison, sometimes they operate independently, but what seems to be going on at the minute in this burst of terrorism that we've had over the last 3 or 4 days is one playing catch up with the other. You have the Continuity IRA using an opportunistic moment, i.e. a police officer being lured into a housing estate late at night to emulate what the Real IRA did on Saturday at the British Army barracks with the death of those two young soldiers.
During the days of the Troubles, such attacks would invariably be followed by violence from loyalist terrorists. Is there any chance of that happening?
Well, it's difficult to say. Certainly yesterday, the Loyalist paramilitary leadership on the Shankill Road, the UVF, met to discuss the crisis, I understand, and they then concluded that there should be no retaliation, that they were only being falling into a trap set by dissident Republicans. Now, the longer this goes on, the harder it gets, I suppose, from their viewpoint to hold back, so we'll see. But thus far, they have stayed out of this, and I think their political leaders want them to do so.